As we move along toward the weekend with another Good Stuff program, Mike and Kim Burge along with you here. Kim, what are you going to share today on the Good Stuff? Do you have something planned out for us?
I've got some basic rules that we should be following.
Okay.
And I'm going to wrap things up about people with cats.
I had some more of those it's so hot jokes. Just a couple more of those.
Okay. And all right. Sounds
maybe
good.
Maybe we'll get something in with Jake Lake as well.
Okay.
First, we want to remind everybody that the horse industry is also a vital part of Tri-State Livestock News. Horse and rodeo enthusiasts turn to them weekly for horse sale results, rodeo news, and upcoming events. Breeders utilize the paper to market their stallions, broodmares, yearlings, and trainers use it to advertise their performance horses. The Tri-State Livestock News is the commercial cattleman's publication located in the heart of one of the greatest beef cow-calf producing regions in the world. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
And of course, yesterday's antiques. Mike, in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota is a great place to go visit. You can wander around for a couple of hours easy. Find some treasures, find some collectibles, and have a good time as well. It's a great store, great antiques, great dealers. You can have a great time at Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. Open 10 to 5, Monday through Saturday.
All right. Are you going to finish up that list that you had going on earlier?
Yes. Remember, we have been talking about things that all cat owners have secretly done at least once.
But they don't want people to know about.
I know it. And this is so true. It makes me laugh. We've had cats in the past. So just putting up with watching the TV with your cat standing directly in front of it.
Yeah, they don't like to move.
No, they don't. And they do like to stand right in front of the TV. So styling your cats first so it all goes in the wrong direction and they look so goofy, and then feeling bad and putting it all back.
I'd leave them like that.
Oh, well, these are things that cat owners have secretly done at least once. Forcing your cat to cuddle, even when they're really not into it. Or remembering that a wild animal chooses to live in your house and feeling so blessed.
Oh, yeah.
Wrapping up with just a couple here, feeling overwhelmed by how much you love your cat. And another item that cat owners have secretly done at least once, wanting to own and cuddle every cat because cats are just the best.
I don't know about that.
Oh, no.
I have something that was from Jake Lake. It's been a few years back, but it's called With This Day by Elizabeth Perello. They say take a chance, live life on the edge, never look back, look forward instead. Don't worry, be happy, to thine own self be true. Live life to the fullest, do what you must do. Live in the present, let go of the past, give it all you've got, make the good times last. Stop and smell the roses, give each person a smile. 'Tis the first day of your life, so make it worthwhile. Yet some of us hear this and still wake up every day, wanting more out of life, but not paving the way. Until at last we are rattled. What if what they say should be true? Today's just a present that's been given to you. It can be gone in an instant. It could be taken away. So take good care not to miss out on what you could do with this day. That's from Jake Lake and Win This Day by Elizabeth Perello.
I like that. Very good. Okay, I talked about some rules, right?
Rules.
Well, I've got several categories of rules. I've got wedding rules. Let's start with that. Livestock is usually a poor choice for a wedding gift.
Well, that's probably true. This day and age, anyway.
Yeah.
Well, but not always. If someone gave you a horse or a couple of cows for a wedding gift, and you had a place to take care of them.
If you had a place, that's right. That's right. Kissing the bride for more than 5 seconds may get you shot.
Really? Oh, well, yeah, if you're not the groom.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And for the groom, at least rent a tux. A leisure suit with a cummerbund and clean bowling shirt can create a tacky appearance.
It sure could.
Yeah. And though uncomfortable, say yes to socks and shoes for this special occasion.
All right. Thanks, Kim. Those are some good ones, and we'll save some of those to get on another day. I want to go back and finish the program today with some of those It's So Hot. And what's your line supposed to be there?
How hot is it, Mike?
It's so hot, fire ants are really on fire. It's so hot, Jehovah's Witnesses started telemarketing.
Oh, no. There you go.
All righty. All in fun. If you have items to share with us for the good stuff, send those to Kim H. Burge, that's B-U-R-G-E, at gmail.com. And one day, you might hear it right here on the good stuff.